Yerushalmi Pei Adav Kof Gimel. Gemara brings the pasuk in Parshas Ekev. V'yitein Hashem Eilai Shnei Luchos Havonim Maksuvim Be'etzba Elokim Aleihem Kol Advarim Asher Dibra Hashem Imochem. So the Torah discusses, the Gemara is going to discuss the extra letters that are in this pasuk. Shubin Levi Yomar Aleihem V'aleihem. And Pasuk says Aleihem, but instead it says V'aleihem, the extra V'av, Kol. It says the word Kol, the Kol HaDvarim. It should say Kol, but instead it says Kukol. Then it says B'chol HaDvarim, so it should say Dvarim, but it says HaDvarim, an extra Hey. So all these different extra letters that are put down this pasuk in the Torah, what's the purpose of it? What's the Chiddush? Says the Gemara, Gishur Ben Levi. But we learn Mikra, we learn from Chumash, Mishneh, Talmud, that the Talmud, the Gemara, the Agada, the Agada of Chazal, the Medrash Rabbah, the Bereishis Rabbah, says the Rashi Misalur refers to Bereishis Rabbah, Yikra Rabbah, Tanhuma, Psikta, etc. Said that the and then, not only that, I feel the Masha Talmud Batik, Asid L'Chadesh, Lifnei Rabbo, even what a Talmud, a strong Talmud, is going to be Mechadesh in front of his Rebbe, a Chiddush, in the future, Kvanem Lifnei Moshe Rabbeinu, but he said in front of Moshe Rabbeinu. So the reason why the Torah uses these extra things to tell you that everything that came out afterwards, Mikva Mishnah, Yagoda, and even the simple Chedushim that a Talmud says in front of his Rebbe, years, generations later, are all something that already was said by Moshe Rabbeinu, or Moshe Rabbeinu was already said to Moshe Rabbeinu, and Shemayim was already told Moshe Rabbeinu, and he knew that. Otherwise, it seemed he wouldn't be able to even be Mechadish later, only because it was already put into the world and taught to Moshe Rabbeinu. So then, all these things are able to be taught, to be able to be learned, because it was already Be'olam, it was already in the world itself. Says the Gemara Matam, where does the basis, where do we see it from? What's the reason why? The Gemara says, the Yesh Davar She'amar Reiza Chodeshu. We have a pasuk in Keheles, that Yesh Davar She'amar, there's something that, which is new, Chodeshu. It said, look at it's new. What does that mean? Mishukha Ve'amar. Friend's going to tell him, you're going to say that it's new. It's not new. It's already Kayalam. It's already existed before us. Which means in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. Which means that even though someone said something new and it seems like it's a new Chiddush, you don't see it anyplace. However, it says that Shlomo HaMelech, right, and he tells you, no, it was already in the world. It was already said in the world, which means he was said over to Moshe Rabbeinu in order to be able that later it was revealed to Moshe, so that later would be able to come out and someone would be able to learn this halacha, to learn this chiddush even later. Gemara discusses this and breaks it down into each one. Why? God does halachas, each one is a separate chiddush, each one's a separate thing, that each of those things, all of them, was taught to Moshe Rabbeinu, every chelik of Torah. Gemara gives back to the sugya. We talked about the Indian of Peya, where it says that we mentioned Halacha Moshe Misinai, the person has the wheat, white wheat and brown wheat, and you do it separately. You go and you harvest it and you put it on the threshing floor separately. Where it says it's Halacha Moshe Misinai that it requires one din Peya. And if you do it in two separate ones, it's two din Peya. So the Gemara says, we'll see other things we learn out of here as well. Avzira B'Shem HaShemuel, Ein Lamidin Lomen Halachas. We can't learn out Halachos from Halacha Moshe Misinai. In other words, when you have something Halacha Moshe Misinai, it's dafka for this case, and no other case, you can't extend it to any other cases. Says the Pnei Moshe, Ein Lamidim, you can't learn out from another case. He says, Halacha Moshe Misinai, Dover Men Adover, Dover Men Adover, but Lomen Halacha Moshe, Huska Men Halacha Moshe Misinai, Lomen Halacha Zul, Lidimos Adoraka Kamoa. We can learn out many halachos in Torah with Madame and Milsa and Milsa. We compare one to the other. We learn, the whole Shas is built on that. But when something is Mokka, the source is Halacha Moshe Misinai, that you cannot learn something else from there. You can't learn a Mokka source from there. You can't Madame two things, because as Dafka here was mentioned, Halacha Moshe Misinai, and all the Sfaris and the Papulim that a person does later cannot, it can't be so Machanet La Halacha to become a dama, to be considered that it's the same din as what we find in Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. That you will not be able to do. So the Gemara says, in Lomen Halachos, and also Lomen HaGadoz, you can't learn out from HaGadoz, same idea, which means, you have Halachos in the Medrash Rabbah, as we said, the Medrash Rabbah, the Ke'elos Rabbah, the, as I said before, the Rashmi Salur brings down, it's Bereishis Rabbah, it was all the Midrashim, that Psikta, and Vayikra, that Huma, etc., you can't learn out Halachos from there. Lomen HaGadoz, you can't, says the Rashmi Salur, Dinam, Shaksuf, and Bereishis Rabbah, Yishmael, Lepelech, Tamudah. Of course you can learn halachas from Haggadah, but it means if you have something you find in the Medrash, halacha, about Seisir, what's put down in Chazal, in Shas, then halacha is, then you can't learn out. You can't learn out, you can always learn from any place in Torah, but to learn out halacha l'maisa from something where there's a stira, from these from Haggadah, or from anything else, the Tosefta, etc., that's a stira to what we have in Chazal, that is not, you cannot learn halachas from it. L'imin ha-Tosefas, and not also from the Toseftas, you can't learn out. Even though Toseftas are brises as well, you can't paskin. You don't paskin. Go Tosefta drop chia. We don't paskin. You can't learn out from the Toseftas, even though it's from a Tana. You can't learn out to halacha from it because only something that is that has a basis in Chazan. If it's a stira to what we find in the Gemara in the Meroyim, which we'll see in a minute, is the basis of the halachas that we have. You can't learn out. Says the Agadah element of Talmud, only from the Talmud itself, only from the Gemara itself, can we learn out? Because there you have the Meroyim who learned Halacha L'maisa, and the that is where we can go ahead and learn as well the Halachos. And this is what the Pnei Moshe says: only we can learn out from there. You can learn out from there. We'll see cases where the Gemara says you can learn out. Only can learn halacha from the Gemara, because in the Gemara you have the Meroyim, says the Pnei Moshe, Shah Talmud, Hein Shabiru halacha l'maisa mitoch l'mepulim. The Meroyim were the ones who, because of the pepulim and the arichas they have in the Gemara, back and forth, and the svaras that they had, they were able to go paskin halacha l'maisa. So therefore, only from there, and anything else that's a steer to that, you can't learn. That we can't do. Says the Gemara, Hanerachalot Mesham and Shol, we learned. We learned out that if you have, just like a look at the two types of chitin, which said if it's one threshing or not, is an afkamina, whether it's one pay or not. The same halakha applies to shnei sarim. You have two different barley, two different varieties of barley. Same halakha, if you're doing them together, it's one. If you do separately, it's two. You see, the halakha is, the Gemara is coming, what's the Gemara bringing from here? That you can have, just like you learn out the halakha of shnei chitim from halakha machines, and then you can just apply the same thing by shnei sarim. So it applies the same halakha to be able to have. You see, do learn out halakha moshe misa. You do learn out from halakha moshe. You can adam it to something else. You're able to go ahead and do that. So you see, it's a raya that you can learn out. So the Gemara said, "No, I'm Rav Zeira Kachel. It's halakha biyodim shachu. This really was part of the halakha moshe Sinai, but they forgot it. Yishnei mechidim v'shnei chibelim. It's really yishnei mechidim v'shnei sairim, but they forgot the part about the sairim. They only remember the part about the chitin." So maybe, therefore, they were reminded us again of it. But it's not learning out something new. It was already the way it was originally. So the Gemara says, I have a Mishnah, L'chayra, stira to that. A Mishnah we had, Hamachlik B'tzelim L'chad Mashuk. A person goes and plucks the onions that are soft, the moist onions to sell, or Makayim Yivesh L'garin, and he keeps the dry ones for the garin, for the storage. The halacha is, he has to give pay from the ones that he's selling. The ones in storage, you don't give, because that, he says, one of the requirements, one of the things that they're potting from pay. So therefore, we see that halacha is shuk b'garin halacha mashmi b'shekakon. So the same halacha would apply agave wheat. How do we know it applies agave wheat? Just like betzolin applies by wheat as well. Because ilkamema shuk b'garin kachayis halacha b'shekakon. You say really the halacha was really just like in onions. We're talking about the same halacha applies. Same halacha applies to the wheat, and yet they forgot about it. So Mamela, just like the idea, barley and meat and wheat is the same. So they really knew about it, but they originally learned it that way, and they forgot about it. So later they reinstated it, but not the Madame Milsa La Milsa to this case as well. It's not the time. So the same idea that the Mishnah that we only can learn out something that has a basis, like Moshe Sinai, without applying it to anything else, comparing it to anything else, unless it was something that would just go ahead and had to remind ourselves to what the original Moshe Sinai was. Gemara says, Achanan b'shem Shmuel, elamid min ha'ariyah, killing out halacha from something, a psaka maisa, maisa rav. You had a case, a situation where they paskin something, and you want to go ahead and paskin another case like that, that you can't do. You can't do that. Says the Rashi, Shlu v'nira, lefarish, gemin l'mik b'shem noklin. Hayu Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, Sofer Rabbi Zvika, they want to say the same thing applies over there. The Torah Raya, because he made a mistake. He didn't see it properly. He didn't understand it properly. He didn't understand what the case application is. So you can't paskin a halakha from what you saw paskin in a different case, because maybe it's very different. It's not similar. Another case of killing out. We all learn to kill out of a maisa. Person goes ahead and brings a maisa. The Chazal bring down a maisa in the Gemara. You can't go ahead and paskin from that maisa. Especially if you see halakha differently. In other words, we find that the Moayek, if someone did something, says the Rashmi Salua, Yokid Asa Maisa Luchumra, Kum Nalara Larabim, Pshita Dain Lamidim. Because we're talking about a case where a person went ahead, he didn't paskin to everybody, but you saw him, you observed him, and you saw that he was knowing this way. So you want to paskin that way? You can't. Maybe it was a Chumra Latsma, maybe that's not halakha. It's just the Ratzal Achma Latsma, says the Rashmi Salua. But therefore, you can learn out. From there to learn out to other, you wouldn't, for Maisa is not good enough. You wouldn't be able to do. You wouldn't be able to get the clear halacha. Gemara says the Amar the Mana Tav the Tema Abu Lo Saver. Maybe we'll tell the regarding the Maisa. We can tell him maybe what he did was didn't make sense. Lo Saver, but Rama was Saverle. In this case, we're talking about where it is does make sense. In other words, we can there are certain times we can paskin. Gemara says, what is the case? We're talking about cases where we're the same as exact the same case, and you can trust him to passing like him. We're not changing the case. The Metzius is the same. The Shamaisi Kenegat Svar Venasur Notilakak. You can't, if the Maisa is Kenegat Svar, you can't go Paskin that way. However, if the Maisa is clear, there's no Svar Fakarit, and you see that he was Noi that way, you can say that that's the Maisa. Your Maisa is the same as that. Halak is, you can go ahead and be Noi like that. You can go ahead there, you can do so because he's the Bala Maisa, and he's not doing anything Kenegat, the Halak of Psuka, what's established, the Halak. So in such a case, you should be able to, says the Rashmi Salu, you'd be able to go ahead and paskin from that nicer rav. Mara says, Amalei, Rav Chanan disagreed, Bein Sava, Bein Lo Sava, whether halakha agrees or not, whether it makes sense or doesn't make sense, Upliga, you can't learn out the halakha, it's a makloikas, you can't learn it out. But Ramu the Lopalik, maybe in this case, over there's no argument, Sava, Bein Lo Sava. We learn halakha is like him, whether it makes sense or didn't make sense, there's a paskin, no way to paskin like that. But it's not, in other words, there's no halakha, when there's no makloikas, so then you can learn out. If everyone agrees to it, if there's a machlokas of poskim, machlokas in the shitas, then you could say you can't paskin like one side, and assume that that's the ma'aser rab. That's halakas. Maybe halakas the other side. But where there's no machlokas, then halakas would be where there's no machlokas. Then we could say that you can paskin like that because the ma'aser, whether it's a svara, it is a svara, it's not a svara. You can make this thing and say that it's a ma'aser rab. Says the Pnei Moshe. Yochalas ma'aser zuk ba'atzma kamosha ro ma'aser rab. Just like you saw the Rebbe, and there's no two shitas about this. You can't say your Rebbe passed like one shita, but you saw there are no two shitas here, and the Rebbe passed in a certain halacha, and it's not kineged asvar. Then you can go ahead and paskin and say that's the same halacha, that's the halacha, and that's the way you can know it to paskin as well, that it's something that you're able to do. Continue from the Mishnah tomorrow.